live at ATIA 2011. It's Michael Loff, and I caught up with Thomas Freehoff here, and he is with BOEM. There has been an initiative, the Open Braille Initiative, with at least 5 of the 6 major Braille display manufacturers to come up with a standard that screen reader makers could use to increase the level of support and compatibility and reliability when connecting Braille displays. What happened here yesterday on that subject?
Yeah, yesterday we had a presentation of the current findings and the current results that the Open Braille Group has developed over the last year. Last year here at ATIA, we formed our group, and the group is formed by, now in alphabetical order, BOEM of Germany, Eurobraille in France, Handytech in Germany, Unware in North America, and Optelec. We are 5 important makers of Braille displays, and we think Braille is underutilized, and if a customer has an expensive Braille display, he still does not have the option that very many applications will support these Braille displays. And understanding that, we came up with the slogan, we want more applications to talk Braille. Many people really like speech synthesizer and have the computer talk to them, but we would like that applications can talk Braille. And the situation so far is that if an application manufacturer, if a programmer of an OCR package or a GPS package or whatever package wants to support a Braille display, he needs to contact the Braille display manufacturers of his choice, needs to knock at their door, try to get the documentation of the API or a DLL, and then he has to support very many Braille displays, need to think of what keys they have, and tons of problems. So that if we are lucky, such an application will support 1 model or 2 models of Braille displays, but not the Braille display models available, and maybe not the Braille display model the customer has.
So what has been done in terms of coming up with the actual standards or an API that, say, companies like Arcerotech, we make a products like SamNet with mobile network and so forth that we could tap into and make that available on a Braille display?
Thanks to an initiative of Optelec, they have prepared a specification for a USB HID Braille usage page. This is a very complicated term. USB HID Braille usage page.
Right. Well, right now, that's all we're supporting are the HID, or the human interface devices. So
correct. But what you are doing, or what's currently possible on this HID usage pages, is you still have to talk to the manufacturer of the device which is able to talk HID and understand which feature reports and functions he is supporting there. There's no standardization between the Braille display manufacturers what to talk on this HID protocol. And the HID usage page, which Optelec has been defined and the other manufacturers have been commented to and enhanced, is the first step to have a common connectivity for Braille displays. In the older days, Braille displays had either interface cards, serial or parallel ports to connect to the computer. And later on, manufacturers came up with USB interfaces where you always had to pop in a CD to install drivers. The beauty of USB HID is that HID support is implemented in most operating systems, especially the Windows operating system, but also Linux and Apple OS X. And USB HID devices can be used and accessed by applications without installing a driver. So, but this was not really that what we wanted to offer to application providers which want to offer applications support which can talk Braille. We, in this group, we implemented a Braille server API, which has some roots in the Braille server which we are using in our Cobra screen reader, but it's a completely different and new developed product. And this Braille server API allows for understanding and decoding the USB HID information, and it also allows for a plug-in structure so that Braille display manufacturers can provide a plug-in into this Braille server API so that on top of the Braille server also older devices show up as modern open Braille supporting devices. The Braille server API, which we implemented, we carefully made sure that many usage scenarios are possible. So we are also supporting a portable scenario where this Braille server can be utilized without installation and run from USB sticks. The Braille server API, and I don't think I need to go into details here, has, so as we think, all necessary functions for all foreseeable applications in the moment, so that also a simple print interface is possible, so that if there's an application outside who does not want to think so much about what to do with a Braille display, an application can simply output Braille, and also very high developed interface for screen readers to decode keys, put partial areas of dots on the Braille display and things like that. And another important aspect of this Braille server API is that we are supporting the usage of this Braille server API also as a non-screen reader standalone application. So we are doing arbitration between the different clients of the Braille server. And if you have an OCR application, the OCR application, if it's in foreground and wants to produce Braille, it owns the Braille display and it gets keyboard input. But if you tab away to Word or another application, the screen reader can seamlessly take over without the need of implementing script support in the screen reader or something for these self-brailing applications. Also, multiple self-brailing applications are possible, and a screen reader can step back and allow for another screen reader to become the main screen reader solution there. I think this is very interesting. It's a very interesting development, and we as Braille display manufacturers are very interested that this functionality is available, because we do good business-wise if there are lots of application outside there which shows the benefit of Braille and the usage possibilities of Braille without the conflicts of the past.
Very good. We're very excited about this. We certainly want to see this as well. What is the website for people to learn more information?
It's www.openbraille.org.
Okay, and is there links there for
some
of the developers to go into the server?
Links for documentation, things like that is there, and our goal. We are currently at version 0.5.2, and for CSUN, we plan to invite all screen reader manufacturers for sessions and presentation of this Braille server system.